ordinance number 10,798, Dale Sipple, southwest of Route 1, east corner of Gainsborough Drive and Dartmouth Drive, being Lot 1 within Rolling Meadows Development. A variance from the front yard setback requirement.
Names and addresses, please.
My name is Rocky Alton, 6 Wingfoot Road, Dover, Delaware.
Dale Sipple.
Address?
Rolling Meadows, Lot number 1.
Okay. Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Can you explain to the board your request?
Yes. Mr. Sipple asked me if I would speak for him to the board.
Okay.
Mr. Sipple is an animal trapper by trade, and he decided to build an addition to his garage so that he can conceal the traps that he uses in his profession. And so he hired an architect that did the plans, who also built the building, the addition for him. When he measured, he believed that the property line was at a little swale that's between the tree line and his road. I have pictures if you would like those.
Yes, if you would pass them down there, please, Dan.
I also have a sketch of the property.
Okay.
So the permit was obtained and the garage was constructed, and then he received a letter stating that it was too close to the property line. And I, from what I scaled off, it's about 27 foot 7 inches from the property line, and it's supposed to be 30. And one of the things that he was confused at, that no one mentioned anything, you know, when the foundation was poured or anything, the garage was completely constructed. One of the points I wanted to make, well, a few of them, is that the property line that runs along both Dartmouth Drive and Gainsborough Drive, there's a very mature tree line, so Mr. Sipple's house isn't even visible from either of the roads. One of the other points, and I know that the property line along Dartmouth Drive, even though it isn't considered the front of the property, his house is 51 feet from that property line. So basically, it was a mistake. It was a mistake when the measurement was made for the property line, and Mr. Sipple assumed when he got his permit, everything was okay. Mm-hmm. And then when nothing was said while the building was being constructed, he figured everything was okay until he got a letter saying that he had to get a variance.
So you requested that 5-foot variance from your 30-foot front.
Oh, another thing, the Civic Association wrote a letter that states that they are in favor of the variance. And when I spoke to the woman from the association, she mentioned to me that they had not gotten any phone calls complaining about the addition.
Okay, thank you for that. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
Is this lot considered a through lot?
No, it's a corner lot. They're required to be 30 feet from Gainsborough and 15 from Dartmouth.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Mr. Mills?
Yes.
You said, mentioned something about 27 feet. Do we know, do you know exactly where the, how far from the property line?
The property survey that was done showed the existing garage as 47.6 feet. Mm-hmm. When the addition was put on, the addition was 24 feet from, there's a little hook there in the front of the house. So the addition measured 24 feet from the 49.6 feet from the property line. So it's actually...
23 feet from
the property line. It's 25 foot 7 inches. So it's actually less than 5 feet.
Okay. Because...
4 foot 7 inches.
Right. Just wanted to make sure you felt certain, because if later it was found out that it was actually closer than 5 feet, you'd have to come back before, for another variance.
I just went by the building plan and the original survey.
So no survey's been done since the addition was added. Okay.
So 5 feet would make it safe.
Right. Who obtained the permit?
The builder, the architect builder.
And who is that?
William Byler.
Do you have an address?
I think it's on here.
Byler.
I don't see an address on the plan.
I would ask that you could call the office in the morning to give them the address of the builder. He'll get a nice little letter from our attorney.
Yeah, it's William R. Byler and Sons.
Okay. There's 5 standards for granting a variance. With your application, it states you have to convince us that you meet those 5 standards. Are you familiar with those standards?
Not completely.
Okay. Well, give it your best shot.
The unique circumstance that I could think of is that it being a corner lot and the house is so far from the side property line, it's 51 feet from Dartmouth Drive property line. Even though that's not considered the front, it's a corner lot. So I was hoping that that would be taken into consideration. Also, with the tree line, the house isn't visible. It also doesn't encroach on a property line that is adjacent to anyone's home. It's into the road right of way.
Okay.
As far as developed without the variance, unfortunately, the garage is already built. Had Mr. Sipple realized that he needed a variance, he would have gotten one initially or changed the size of the addition. Mm-hmm.
So you're suggesting that since he relied on the contractor, now it's necessary?
Pardon me?
Since he relied on the contractor to do it properly, now you feel it's necessary to enable reasonable use. Okay.
I don't think the variance will affect the character of the neighborhood. Actually, the purpose of the garage addition was to improve the character of the neighborhood so that all the traps that Mr. Sipple uses could be concealed and not have to be on the outside of the property.
Okay.
The adjacent property, no, it won't. The adjacent property has a house on it, and that's not the direction the garage was built. He's 22.4 feet from that property line, and I believe it's 15 that's required there. So it's not encroaching on the neighbor where the house exists. And I can't see any reason why there would be any detriment to public welfare.
Okay.
Is that everything?
Well, no, there's two others, a minimum to afford relief. Are you suggesting that that is the case?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Are you suggesting it's a minimum variance request to afford relief? Okay, and you skipped the one that's most difficult, that it wasn't created by the applicant. I would assume that because Mr. Sipple put his monies in trust in the contractor, that the contractor made the mistake and therefore not created by the applicant? Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Chairman, if there's no further discussion, I would like to move that we approve case number 10,798, as I believe the applicant has met the standards for granting a variance.
Have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve case number 10,798. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.